Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ here with you at 713-780-3776 or at John Granato at Lance Zierlein at R has no J. We got our team, Lance.
Yep.
It's pretty close to what we thought. It actually is what we thought.
Well, no.
Well, Salazar is different, but...
Well, Dearden is out and Jelks is in.
Jelks is in, yeah.
Yeah,
Jelks is in. Well, because Jelks is already on the 40-man. Jelks and Salazar have to go on the 40-man roster.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see. Yeah, Dearden is. It's surprising that he is not, because he is a left-handed bat. But I don't know. I don't know what the thought is. But I was just looking through their 40-man roster, and there's some guys in here. They've got pitchers, obviously guys that are in the minors right now on the 40-man roster. First of all, Jose Altuve will go on the 60-day, which will open up a 40-man spot for somebody. And so that's one of the spots. The other one, there are some good possibilities. One is Forrest Whitley. Do you take him off the 40-man roster? I mean, he's been basically useless, right? It does
out
mean
here.
That he's going to be out there and anybody can pick
him
up.
Watch out. Somebody probably would pick him up. He'd be like the Hashim Thabeet. You know, the same kind of concept that Daryl Morey would go take a Hashim Thabeet because he used to be a lottery pick.
Yeah, right.
So maybe, you remember when Daryl had that fetish for former lottery picks who had busted?
Yeah.
That might be what somebody would do with Forrest Whitley. They say, oh, no, we know he's got talent. We know he's got ability. Let's take a chance on him. So they actually might pluck him.
Maybe.
I don't know what that would mean for you.
How crappy would it be? If
he
dude finally gets to the major leagues and actually has a nice career.
I mean, yeah, that'd be crazy. That's a huge underdog.
You see Mark Appel just retired again, I believe.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He's living in Houston.
Yeah.
We need to get him back on the show.
It's a shame.
I got him on the show. I think you were gone, but
yeah.
I got him on the show, and I've got his number still.
He seems like a good guy.
He is, yeah. And it was really cool. At least he made it to the league last year.
There are some guys, Inoli Paredes. I mean, how many chances are you going to give a guy? He obviously, the whip that he's got is awesome. It's just you have no idea where the whip is going to hit you, right? Where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, they just picked up Matt Gage, the left-hander. He's been Sean Dubin.
You're talking about taking guys off the
40? Off the 40-man. These are guys that are on the 40. Sean Dubin. Ever heard of him?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, he's used to...
No, you really haven't.
No, he's the guy from AA.
Really? What position does he play?
Dubin?
Yeah.
I mean, unless now he may have switched. But at one point he was a reliever.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. At one point I think he was a starter. But okay. Rylan Bannon.
Yeah. Rylan is going to probably go.
He's
an infielder.
Is he? What position does he play, you think?
Well, what he used to, I don't know if he's still playing at first, but
okay.
He used to play some
first. Or third. Joe Perez.
Well, he was a corner infield.
Yeah,
what I'm
right,
saying.
Corner, right,
he's
right.
He played
right.
Both corner infield spots at A-ball, at least when I was keeping up with him in Woodbat League.
Right, when you were in, yeah.
In New England, the Nantucket League
right.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
That's the last time I lost kind of track of him.
It's the, gosh, what is that?
It's not the Woodbat League. It's not the.
No, but it is. It's Martha's Vineyard League or whatever it's called.
I don't think it's Martha's Vineyard.
Joe Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a bench coach.
Joe Perez is actually on the 40.
Joe Perez doesn't sound like a bench coach.
Yeah, Joe Perez.
Let me ask you, what does Joe Perez sound more like? Bench coach?
Yeah.
Or a baseball player?
Joe Perez.
Joe Perez sounds like he's at least he's at least 54 years old.
Yeah, Joe Perez is.
And the Astros have their new third base coach is Joe Perez, takes over in that spot. So we've got Joe Perez. We've got Dusty. We got, you know, you go through the entire list of coaches.
Espada and Perez.
Joe Espada, Joe Perez.
Right, all the Joes. No, he's another infielder. There are some spots on the 40-man that could probably be given up. Although, if they're made the 40-man, it means, well, and some of it means that they've been in the system so long that they had to hold on to him and thinking that they might come around.
Right.
You know, we'll see. We'll see. They got to make some decisions on their 40-man roster, a couple of decisions anyway, to keep Salazar and Jolks up with the big team. So, Seth Martinez and Ronel Blanco both made the big teams. The big team, and Corey Jolks, and Cesar Salazar. And if you never heard of Cesar Salazar, he is a backup that really hadn't spent any time in the AAA. He in AA at Corpus, he was actually pretty good. But hey, Dana Brown describes, you got the sound on the situation with Corey Lee. Corey Lee was sent down, and Dana Brown addressed why. Corey Lee was sent down. Here is Dana Brown on the Corey Lee, Cesar Salazar situation.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, Corey has to play every day. He's a prospect, right? He's like a big-time frontline guy with some power. And so you can't have guys like that sitting on the bench at the major league level. So you have to get him playing time. Whereas Salazar is a backup catcher, and he fills that role better. You know, so that was the decision thought process.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You want Corey Lee. You don't want Corey Lee sitting there every day watching Maldonado.
No.
And not getting any at bats.
One of three catchers? No, you don't want him in that position at all.
No,
And good for Diaz, by the way. You know, the guy had a great year last year. In a way, he surpassed Corey Lee last year, at least caught up with him and maybe surpassed him, certainly with the year he had. That was not a guy. It was Corey Lee going into the season. And then Jiner Diaz just had such a good year hitting, made it up to the bigs along with Corey. And I think it's great. And the Astros even designate him first base DH as well. So he's got
– And left field.
He's got – oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he plays left too.
Yeah, so he's got – you know, he's got the ability – they're already telling you this is the guy that's going to probably scoop up some of the ABs that you're asking about.
Listen, if you make out the lineup today, and you want your best offensive lineup out there,
yeah, he's probably in it.
He's probably your DH.
Yep.
Because Hensley's going to play second base, Yordan in left, and Jiner Diaz is your next best bat. It's not Jake Meyers, although Jake Meyers might get. Jake Meyers might
take that spot. He's had more big league at bats.
Right. But right now, probably Jiner Diaz.
Well, Jiner has some pop too. Yeah. So this is great. I'd love seeing. Hey, you know, I hope Corey Lee makes it up certainly. But if he doesn't, you know, you just want to make sure you have a catcher that hits a little better than Maldi, because in the end, you know, Maldi ain't gonna catch forever here. He maybe got two more years, and that'd be about it. And then you're gonna have to go in a different direction. So. We'll see.
Big day for those guys, though. Cesar Salazar, we're talking about, you know, making the team, and I'm a mess. Here's Cesar Salazar. You never heard of him, more than likely. Unless you're Niles. I mean, Nile has heard of him.
I had heard of him, but I keep up with the minors.
Yeah, ever since Tim Purpura asked you how many minor league games you've seen, that's all you watch now, right?
Well, that's all I had been watching previous, too. But,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I said, I do a lot with the Woodbat League.
So here's Cesar Salazar.
Hi, A.
Surprisingly, they had to go over to the Sugarland dugout to pull him out of there and bring him over to Dusty's office to tell him that he had made the team. Here's
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. He was like, I didn't know why I was being called. Here's Salazar and making the team.
Yeah, when Dana told me there were some tears, I called my family. There were more tears.
Who did you call first?
I called my parents.
Okay.
I called my parents. Luckily, they were on the house. They all picked up my mom, dad, and my sister, and saw him, and I broke into tears.
So he's more than likely not going to be seen much. He is insurance that you can play Jiner Diaz, a designated hitter, and you can play him in left field, or you can spell Abreu at first with Jiner Diaz, so that you know that you've got a backup catcher just in case Maldonado. And, oh, by the way, if Jiner Diaz doesn't start, Jiner Diaz would be the one that's pinch-hitting for Maldonado, more than likely not Salazar. Although, you know, Dusty, he'll give guys at-bats.
Yeah, but I don't know why he would get too many at-bats.
No.
Like you said, he's an insurance because it just so happens that you're not going to catch, you know, keeping three catchers like keeping three quarterbacks now. It doesn't happen. And some teams will keep three quarterbacks, but this is the rare instance where one of your catchers is a good hitter and you want to have him available potentially as a DH. So, yeah, you almost have to have this happen just in case. I mean, just in case you catch one off the, you know, catcher catches one off the neck and you got to, you know, God forbid, you got to have a backup catcher and you've got Diaz, you know, as a DH.
Yeah.
I mean, so before you know it, you're going to have pitchers hitting again. So you got to have this.
You got to have this. And then the thought was, well, how Jelks beat out Justin Durden after the spring that Durden had. Here is Dana Brown on that thought process.
Yeah, so Jelks, have performed a lot in AAA. They both are very talented outfielders who we feel like are going to be a big part of this going forward. But we felt like Jelks had more minor league experience and put up big numbers in AAA. They both played well in camp, and Durden, had some strikeouts, or Durden had some strikeouts, but he still had a pretty good OPS, and we felt like he could use a little bit more seasoning at the AAA level, particularly because he didn't play there much last year. He only had a few at-bats, but at the end of the day, we feel like he could play all three outfield positions. He's left-hand power. He's going to be a big part of the franchise going forward, and he completely understood that, you know what, let me go work on a few parts of my game, and I'll be ready to go when called upon.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep.
Corey Jokes had a huge year last year in AAA.
Yeah.
And he's from here. Went to the University of Houston. Mm-hmm. It's a nice story. It's a really nice story. Now, yeah, we wanted to hit, okay?
We do nice stories on Wednesday. Thursday becomes, okay, now what?
Right.
Yeah, this is the nice story day.
This is, yeah, Wednesday's
Salazar nice. And Jokes, it's nice story day.
Yeah.
But then it turns into, all right, let's see what you got.
Now, you better hit. Otherwise, you're going to catch it. He's from Friendswood. And
well, it's been a long raid, hasn't it? Texans, Rockets. Rockets season, I had so much hope, and it's just like, ugh, golly. And now finally Astros are back.
Yeah.
It's like a respite from the malaise of Houston.
Yeah,
sports.
Now something to be excited about, right?
Yeah. I mean
we were looking at the did we preview? You know how long we've been talking about Astros moves and Astros stuff this offseason?
Yeah.
And every,
well, it's a little more active than usual for them. I mean, not a ton of, but getting a guy like Jose Abreu, that's the first time. I would say that's a step below, but in the same category as when they picked up, and that was a free agent move, but when they picked up Gerrit Cole.
Yeah. And you have to, yeah.
I mean, so it's been a little bit since we've seen that. So that's exciting.
Yeah, no. It's a, hey.
Had more injury talk than I care to have in a March.
There's there's a lot of people out there, baseball people, that are like, they really believe. Listen, he hit 15 homers last year. Vegas is under over on Abreu is 22.5.
Yeah, they're expecting
a lot more. They're expecting him to have a big year here. A
lot more.
To get something out of – it was obviously a big need last year. The season that Yuli had.
All we talked about all year long was catcher, center fielder, or first baseman. And then, Chaz quietly started playing pretty well over the second half. And Maldonado just, I don't know, Maldonado just always, you look up and he gets big hits. It's unbelievable. His average is so low. He does some positive things. And then, of course, the first base, Yuli. When in one of the great storylines, Yuli, after this, the worst struggling year you've ever seen from him, comes up so big in the postseason. Just a great way to exit for Yuli, who is a beloved player. All right, speaking of beloved, when we come back, Gilbert, who is on hold, and Stafford's on hold as well. But Gilbert is the one who tried to warn us. I don't think we talked to Gilbert since
he
told us. He was telling us 4 weeks ago, this isn't the Cougars' year. This isn't the. He tried to calm the city of Houston down and say, "Hey, I'm just telling you, I don't see them winning."
Gilbert said, "Hey, let's look at this realistically. Okay, yeah. Let's break it down, And I don't think that the Cougs are going to be able to shoot well. He definitely told
he
us
was on how, this, I mean, was gonna, how this was going to work. Everyone else filling out their brackets. You could have just did what Gilbert told you to do. But once again, you decided not to.
Uh-huh. So that's no jab.
What else did Gilbert say about Texas?
Well, he didn't think they were going to go either.
Gilbert also told you Texas wasn't going to do it.
He knew.
So,
Maybe Gilbert is smarter than all of you. I already knew that.
Maybe Gilbert's good with the predictions. Maybe Gilbert is Nostradamus.
Maybe 2027 is coming.
I hope not too Nostradamus. Sitejab.com. If I want to build a site of Gilbert's predictions and maybe charge people, what I could do is first I have to clear everything with Gilbert. And then the next thing I do is contact Sitejab, and we'd start getting to work on a website. Now, they consult with you, and they want to know, okay, what are we doing? We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And so they build it from the ground floor up, starts on the back end, anything that needs to be built into the back end of the engine to help it process quickly, to go from page to page to page. You got to lay out how the pages are going to look. And you don't want to have too many pages you click through, you lose visitors. And their entire thing, everything that Sitejab does, is geared towards keeping the viewers on your website, keeping them engaged, and helping to get them into the, you know, the realm of becoming a business, you know, somebody who's going to use your business. That's what they're there to do. They're there to create that. So whether it's the analytics on the back end, the front end in terms of the design, or whether it's just getting e-commerce on your site and ready to go so you can immediately turn eyeballs into transactions, that's Sitejab for you. And they do so much more. Go look at their entire suite of products. You'll be blown away what they can do. And Sitejab right now, let me tell you about this. This is pretty cool as well. Sitejab has, I know you've heard about this. This is going to be tomorrow. They've got the opening day party. You can get your pregame on with DJ, food, drinks at Tailgate Texas, which is going to be at 2401 Texas Street. And it's brought to you by Sitejab. So big old party. We're going to be broadcasting from there. The radio station is. And Sitejab is a presenting sponsor. Opening day party brought to you broadcasting live by ESPN 97.5 and Sitejab.
ESPN 97.5. Get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
With RepairSmith, I can have my car serviced at a place that's convenient for me.
Good news, huh?
Nah, it's great news.
To get $25 off your at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code CAR. That's RepairSmith.com, code CAR, for $25 off. RepairSmith.com. Code CAR.
The promo code included in this ad entitles you to receive $25 off your next RepairSmith delivery repair service. Promo code not valid on tires and tire services. Cannot be combined with other offers. Limit one per household. Promo codes cannot be applied to previously booked services and are not transferable.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Hey, we're going to talk college basketball with Steve Lapis. Steve Lapis is going to join us here on the show. That's at 8 o'clock, so we'll talk some college basketball as we have the Final Four here. One of the great Final Fours in history here in the city of Houston. It is, the smoke around this thing. Oh, holy crap. Man.
People are saying it should be played in Del Mar. That's disrespectful.
It is. You guys ever go for the anchovies on your Caesar Salazar? Good stuff, underrated. Tony, not your best work.
I like anchovies.
Not your best work, Tony.
I like anchovies on Caesar Salazar.
Come on. Okay, stop. Think you all were reaching for the Cape Cod League. That's what we were reaching for. The Wood Bats, Cape Cod League.
Huh.
Yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr. dominated his way to Jessica Biel in that league. I didn't know that. I did not know about Freddie Prinze Jr. She's married to, Jessica Biel? No. She's married to.
Justin
Timberlake.
Right?
Yeah. Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Good on him. Let's get Gilbert in here. Gilbert told us. Y'all heard Gilbert tell you that it wasn't the Cougs' year. And what did you do? You put the Cougs in your Final Four? How'd that work out for you? Gilbert.
Yeah, how you doing?
You were right about the Cougs, huh?
Miami ain't going to win. The Hurricanes will go all the way this year anyway.
Who is?
The Miami Hurricanes will go win the division.
Miami Hurricanes.
It's the longest odds on the board, I think. Yeah. No, FAU is.
You believe that?
Yeah, wow. That's
you, so you got you the think Hurricanes Miami. Winning.
Why? What do you like about Miami,
well,
Gilbert?
Well, I think, but those are good players in there in the Miami team anyway.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that is true. No, you're right about that. There's no question. They beat the Cougs, too, right?
Yeah, right. I should have called Monday, but I was worried, you know.
What are you worried about?
What were you worried about?
Nursing home.
What?
I go to the nursing home, probably.
You got to go to the nursing home?
Yeah, I live there. My mom can't put up with me no more anyway, you know. Getting too old, so.
Well, now you got Alexa to help.
Cut down on electricity anyway, you know.
You're going to cut.
I'm going to let you and Winnie take me in anyway, you know. Be what? Adopted son.
How's that sound, John? You and Wendy take him in. Actually, you know what? He does have rooms available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about it.
We're in a little tiny apartment.
No.
We're in a little tiny apartment. There's just one bedroom. I don't know that's going to work.
Probably sleep on the couch.
I went there a long time ago.
You what?
The one I was in the house, I went there. The chauffeur driver, the limousine driver, he took you home.
Oh yeah,
we moved.
Yeah, we moved.
You went to Gilbert's house. Gilbert went to your house.
Yeah, I guess the limo driver
went
took
to the award there a long time ago. You know.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but yeah, we moved Gilbert a while ago into this little tiny apartment. And there's just, it's just one bedroom. There's only one sink. We don't even have a shower in there. It's just, it's too tight right now.
Hey, John, I want to ask you a question anyway.
Yeah.
What happened to the bus there, Dawn Dixon? What's she doing now these days?
Dawn Dixon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen Dawn or Todd in a long time. Yeah, the bus. Yeah, they own the bus. I don't know. I haven't seen them in a while, though, Gilbert. What made you think of Dawn Dixon?
The good old shows up on the bus while I'm talking. What happened to Amanda?
I don't really know. I don't know. There's a few Amandas. We had an Amanda that worked for us here, remember?
Amanda, you'd be comfortable. A long time ago.
Yeah, and actually she ended up working at a golf course, and then I don't know, she wasn't, I think she might have left there, but yeah, I don't remember, I don't know.
Are we just reminiscing about just different women that Gilbert remembers
these ones that Gilbert,
I got you.
Kind of, Gilbert every once in a while pops up.
Okay, here's my prediction of the this season for this baseball season anyway. Whoever dies, it's their team that they passed away to be world champions anyway.
Who?
It should be Detroit Tigers.
Detroit Tigers are going to win the championship this year?
Holy crap. I got to write all this down.
What? So the Detroit Tigers, because of A.J. Hinch, right?
Yeah.
Because of A.J. Hinch is their manager. Now, he's probably, actually, the odds came out of what manager's going to be fired first, and he's like third on the list. So I don't know that they think that the Detroit Tigers are going to have a really good year, Gilbert. They kind of figure in that Detroit's not going to be very good this year. So you're making a bold, bold prediction there.
Okay, how about the NFL now?
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, who you like?
No, world champion, Cleveland Browns.
Wow. Jeez. Deshaun? Do you think Deshaun Watson's going to lead them to the Super Bowl?
Cleveland Browns. Detroit Tigers.
Yep.
Miami Hurricane.
Anyway,
Who you got in the NBA?
He's doing a lot of work and putting a lot into this.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming off the top of his head right now.
Who you got? What are you saying? Who sound like?
Yeah, who's going to win in the NBA this year, Gilbert?
I'm picking the...
Rockets?
No, not Rockets.
Don't feed them.
Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. That's going to be difficult. It's going to be a tough road.
If you play these... I'm just telling you, if you play this as a parlay, Cleveland, Detroit, Miami Hurricane, and Orlando, If you play that as a parlay,
it's going to be about a
for $10.
$10,
you could win a billion. It's going to pay you in the neighborhood of $70,000.
More,
maybe more,
Yeah, more than way more to win the titles.
Oh yeah,
that, Detroit.
Well, you're paying. That's a four teamer that pays $7,000 to $1.
But
probably is even more than that. Yeah, you're probably in the 200,000
on Detroit and Orlando.
What am I talking about? Yeah, you probably are in an $800,000 range. Gilbert. Okay, we appreciate it, Gilbert. I mean, you told us about Houston, so now people want to know your predictions. You told us Houston wasn't going to do it. Texas isn't going to do it. That was a 1-2 seed. Gilbert said no, and now he's telling you Miami. The team that felled both teams is going to go all the way through. There you have it. Appreciate it, Gilbert.
All right.
Yeah, hey, listen, one more thing.
What is it?
Well. My Alexa won't play How You Put It by Craig Scott. You know, I don't go down the aisle with his collection, you know.
Oh, man.
I thought we had fixed that.
I think Alexa might not understand.
No, hold on, hon. Gilbert, say, RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott. Gilbert.
Yeah, yeah, she can't find
you. No, I'm not talking about. Gilbert, say, RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott. You have to say that.
Well, good. Alexa, play Heidi Ho by Craig Scott. I couldn't find hot and cold by Chris Scott. Alexa, turn off. See?
Is that you, RJ? Okay.
You know, I'm on my Alexa.
No,
anyway,
no. Our producer, RJ, is your music Alexa. You just have to say, RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott. Just do that.
Yeah, Alexa, not RJ, anyway.
No, I know.
Our RJ.
But our Alexa's name RJ. So if you say RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott, it's going to work.
RJ, it'll come. It'll
try it. Try it. You know. Try it. Say RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott.
I say they won't put on there. Got to be Lexus.
Gilbert, you have to try. RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott. You have to try
RJ, play him. We can't do anyway. We'll try not to do anyway.
Ready? Let's see if it works. I'll say it for you.
See if it works. Okay, go ahead.
RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott.
Oh, you see that, Gilbert?
You see, Gilbert?
No, that's the wrong song. That's the song.
No, this is it.
This is Craig Scott in the Philharmonics or something.
That's not Craig Scott.
Yep, here he goes. Go ahead, Craig.
Hi-ho, princess.
No, that's not it.
That's the third group thing that was. That's it. Perfect. Nice job, RJ.
That's not Craig Scott.
Nice job.
Wait a minute. That sounds remastered
almost. That's not Craig Scott. I don't know what Craig Scott's song sounds like, you know.
Oh.
That's not it?
Oh. RJ. RJ never makes mistakes, but let's see. RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott.
Not
the other one. The one by Craig
Scott.
Not
the remastered one.
Not the remastered, RJ. This is it.
How are we looking, Gilbert?
That's the one.
Gilbert ain't even bought that remastered life. Princess. This is it. Now play it up. Turn it up, RJ.
I like the other one better.
Would you share them with a boy who likes you like me? Hidey-ho, princess.
You do?
Don't like you turn your cocky
like this one. This is my meat, Gilbert. We're about this one. I wish we had a bigger house.
I do, too. Feels big, though. Now that you got rid of that rug. That's sectional. You've got room. You got room upstairs in the
Yeah, I don't have an upstairs. I just got the one, the studio.
No, the
one.
The,
It's actually, there's no bedroom. It's just a studio.
I appreciate you, Gilbert.
All right, Gilbert. All right, buddy. Thanks for those picks. We're going to put, I'm putting a bunch of money on it.
Boy, Stafford, you got a lot to follow up in the next phone call.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. That guy, he just picked literally the biggest upsets in the history of sports.
How is Heidi Ho Princess not the intro song to the show?
Because that's Gilbert's. You don't take Gilbert's theme music.
I don't know. Gilbert might listen. Actually, listen to the show every once in a while. Nah, if we played Heidi Ho Princess,
he honestly
as the intro.
Doesn't care about listening.
Time to talk about Craig DeSerf. He listens.
Yeah, Craig DeSerf listens. Craig DeSerf does listen to the show. He's out in Angleton. Been a longtime listener. I've been with Craig DeSerf since the old 1560 days. Craig DeSerf is a guy who I really like on a personal level, and one of the reasons is because I like the guy. I like the way he treats his employees. I like the way he works with them. I like the way they're family. I like the way he treats you like family, like me like family. We bought two different vehicles from him over the last 6 years, last 5 years, and the reason's simple. You get better deals, better trade-in values. We got great trade-in value on my wife's previous car, and I get treated just like you do. It's no different. The same pricing structure, the same trade-in value. We've been doing leases. You can do lease or purchase. They're going to find the best programs available for you to get you the most money back. And whether you're looking for that 0% finance Chevy Silverado pickup truck, the 2022, which is available right now for well-qualified buyers, or you're looking for a great opportunity to get into one of these cool Buick SUVs, it's right there at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And yes, the cool GMC pickup trucks as well, or SUVs, you're going to love them. It's all out in Angleton. It's a few extra miles to drive. It's a few thousand extra in your pocket. When you do, it's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Alexis, turn off. Alexis, turn off.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. For those of you who don't know, if you are on hold, you are hearing it live. Everybody else gets like a 7-second delay. So Stafford was front and center. He heard that Gilbert call before anybody else did. Except the three of us in here. So he was lucky enough to be in on that and actually hear it live, as opposed to all of you that got a little bit of a delay. So Stafford, congratulations on your good luck this morning here in Gilbert live.
Hey, good morning, y'all, man. Let me tell you something. I've seen the Detroit Tigers as an up and coming team because you know they're young and they somewhat remind me of the Astros. But we got to pump our brakes, man. I looked at their depth chart and then I went and looked at Minnesota's depth chart, and we already know what Cleveland is, and Cleveland is just a superior baseball team to what Detroit has.
Yeah.
And all, and I don't see it.
That's you.
Texas and Houston getting beat by Miami? Did you have Miami beating them?
Yeah.
I mean, we all have our own opinion, Stafford, but Gilbert continues to beat us.
That's right. Gilbert continues to outsmart us, okay, on a daily basis.
You're right.
I'll
tell you what. Gilbert did put something in my head. And before I ask y'all my main question, I want to make a bold prediction. The New York Jets will finish last in the AFC East.
Ooh.
That is my bold prediction.
That is a bold prediction. Do you don't think the Aaron Rodgers thing is going to get done?
I think it will get done.
And you still think they're going to finish last?
I think the New York Jets will finish last in the AFC East. Aaron Rodgers does not play his best football against Bill Belichick. The Buffalo Bills are still there and still very good. And Miami was a very good football team this year, and they've gotten better.
And had they had Tua played in the playoff game, I know if it was a fifth, but had Tua played, they probably beat Buffalo. So I'm not ready to just say Aaron Rodgers, who's becoming Brett Favre, personality wise, he's become Brett Favre. It's just going to go to the Jets, and they're going to beat this team. I'm not sold on that.
No, I can see it. I mean, I could see it. I think the Patriots look like the team that's going to finish. By the way, Patriots officially out on Lamar Jackson hunt as well. So they're a team that I think is right now my cellar dweller. But I could see the Jets being in for a real dogfight against Miami. If Tua can stay healthy, and that's the big if, I mean, Miami is really talented. They're really talented.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are the worst team. We'll see.
The Patriots right now, I'm looking at Buffalo is plus 140, close to being an even money in that division. Jets are plus 220, so everyone's expecting Aaron Rodgers to be there. Miami Dolphins plus 300, and the New England Patriots plus 700, John. They're 7-1 to win the division. They are clearly last place. Pittsburgh is last place in the NFC North. It's very competitive. How do you not have Baltimore as last in that division if you don't even think Lamar Jackson's going to play?
Yeah, well, they could get the fourth overall pick. I think, they still got.
Yeah, but it'd probably be a quarterback.
Yeah.
It'd probably be
no,
like
we've Richardson seen them without Lamar Jackson. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So appreciate it, Stafford. Thanks for your insight. But you know what? I'm going with Gilbert on this one. Your thoughts are great, but you actually did some research.
Yeah, it sounds like it's well researched.
Yeah,
but
you're not Gilbert.
But the track record stands with Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert was kind of going off the top of his head too, pretty much. You can think what you want.
Gilbert tried to warn us about University of Houston for a month for a month straight. Yeah. Every week we get a call, not going to be Houston Gear.
Yeah.
I don't see it. They're not going to win.
Right. All kinds of report. Well, there was a report out about Steven Silas. A report out about Steven Silas breaking down. And it's actually been rescinded.
And crying in the locker room because this is.
Let's talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the other side because the recension sounds, the specifics that Brian Windhorst gave strike me as the way he rescinded it, they didn't really match up.
No, there's something fishy here. But we will talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yesterday morning, Brian Windhorst put out a story about the Houston Rockets that says that Steven Silas, at some point this year, here's what he said.
Read it exactly.
Here's what he said exactly. Houston had lost 18 of 19 games at one point and 11 straight games during another stretch, wrote Windhorst. At one point, Silas broke down in tears after a game because he felt he couldn't reach his players. So at 6:25 p.m., Brian Windhorst retweeted his article, but with this quote. I regretfully made a mistake in today's story about Steven Silas breaking down in tears after a game this season. It was inaccurate. I confused details from an emotional news conference in 2021.
Did he say broke down in the locker room or just broke down?
He said, I got to find it again. He said he just broke down. Houston, at one point, Silas broke down in tears after a game because he felt he couldn't reach his players.
Okay,
he didn't say if it was in the locker room or at the podium.
Okay, he said he felt he couldn't reach his players. That's a specific detail. Now, Do you recall Steven Silas having that incident where he said, I just feel like I can't.
They won't block out.
No, not that one.
Well, that.
He's saying this happened last year.
That's one he said, I can't reach my players. In that one, he was saying, that's pretty much saying, I can't, I'm telling them, and they're not doing what I'm telling them.
Yeah, he was saying they weren't doing certain things defensively, specifically is what he was saying. Breaking down and crying, saying, I can't reach, you know, or just because he couldn't reach his player sounds like a very specific thing he was told. That sounds like, oh, really, he can't reach it. When you say, he can't reach his team, that's a very specific thing. The other one you're talking about was specifically defensive issues and defensive liabilities with the team. Then he rescinds it and says he got the details mixed up. Now, that's certainly possible. I do have to wonder, did he get some pressure from whoever told him that? Did he get part of it wrong where he misunderstood some of the details? That's possible, too. I just know that he had some kind of, it felt kind of specific with what he said initially. And then coming back, he made it sound more, oh, no, there were just some details that got screwed up. So I don't know. I mean, it certainly sounded believable. I can tell you that. When I heard that, or when I read that on Twitter, it sounded, yeah.
I mean, it sounded
very, very believable.
Well, he was, I don't know, he has been, we've seen him distraught. I remember back in 2021 where he was.
How could you not be distraught?
No, but I remember back in 2021 where he was very distraught and possible on the brink of tears. Don't you remember he was so heartbroken about how they were playing? You remember that or no?
That's 2.5 straight years. That's 3 straight years. I know. Like that.
What do you think his winning percentage is right now?
Oh, it's in the 20% range?
24.
Yeah.
24%.
I think that so now there's this new thing where people on Twitter are saying, no, you must give Steven Silas.
No, that was after the 3-game win streak, and that's
No. I still see that.
No one's saying that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I can pull it up. It's Rockets Twitter.
No.
But you, that
well,
has
whoever
to,
that is, they need to be fired.
Yeah, no. You should be fired from Twitter.
They need to be fired from whatever
from their job.
Whatever job they have.
Cancel them.
Right. They need to be canceled. No. If you're on Twitter today saying that you need to retain Steven Silas, I don't care if you're an insurance salesman or a house realtor or a shoe salesman, you need to be fired.
Yeah, that's fair. And we can't do this anymore. This team, they don't listen. They don't do the things basketball-wise. There's not enough development. Yes, individual players have the nature of being 20 years old is you're going to get better in certain elements. You'll flash. It's not consistent. It's not sustainable. It's nothing but losses for 3 straight years. No, this is not like
other players.
And it doesn't mean he's not a nice guy. Yeah. We all like Steven Silas.
No,
we all like Steven Silas. But this team needs something else. Let's just be brutally honest. This team needs a much heavier hand. And frankly, I think some guys need to be moved out of here
or
and
just
get new
how about
guys
somebody
in.
That will teach them something. Draymond. Here's his quote. It's very easy to build bad habits, but bad habits are hard to break. You build bad habits, and it kind of becomes who you are. It's important to try to play the right way. Austin Rivers. Somebody needs to teach KPJ and Jalen how to play the right way. They need those vets. This guy after guy after guy is saying, hey, this is a good team. They got a lot of talent. Well, then why are they winning 24% of their games
in
the Steven Silas era? They do have some good players. Now, at the beginning, Steven Silas, obviously, he thought he was inheriting James Harden, and he didn't. He inherited
this switch.
Yeah, yeah, he inherited this. But it is what it is. Steven Silas can't be around for what's going to happen. I don't think we've talked enough about Ime Udoka. Do you think that at a press conference, it might be a bit uncomfortable
but we don't have specifics.
No, we don't have
any specifics. So how uncomfortable is it at a press conference,
it will be asked, hey, Ime, what did you do in Boston? Why would you after you took a team to the Eastern Conference
who
Finals?
Who asked it here in Houston?
Or the NBA Finals you took.
Somebody's got to ask it. Who asks it?
Oh, it's somebody. Oh, are you kidding? Oh, absolutely.
No, nobody from new media is not going to ask that. Brian T. Smith might.
Brian
T. Smith might.
Jonathan Fagan would.
But he won't say.
Why did you get fired in Boston? I mean, absolutely they would.
Well, then it just won't get answered.
No. I mean,
it's on the record.
But
we don't
see Ime Udoka. That's why we don't hear about what happened.
Well, was he fired or just suspended and then that just...
And then, no, yeah. he was, yeah.
All right, here's what you say.
Okay, what happened?
Here's what you say. I mean, that's what happened is in the past. I'm looking to move forward. And right now, I just care about the Houston Rockets. And it's over.
Okay.
That's
over. Hey, Tillman, can you trust this guy in your organization? Guy that took his team to the NBA Finals and then was fired because of his actions off the court?
Absolutely. We don't want to speak to that, but, you know, we feel very comfortable. We talked to him about that. We have all the details, and we feel very comfortable with we think he's a great coach. We think he's a great person. We think that this is a guy who really fits what we want moving forward. I mean, it's not that hard.
No, it's not.
We've seen this decades for the entire time you've been alive.
Absolutely.
You just give it an answer. Houston media is not New York. This isn't going to be constant hounding. We're like, okay, and move on. Which, frankly, if we had details now of why, you know, why it's been alluded to, but no details are out. So how do you, do you know what Matt Barnes was talking about when he said it was really bad? Like, what was he talking about? I guess you'd have to ask Matt Barnes. I have no idea. As far as I know, you know, everything is in the past.
If he comes out, okay, but here's the risk that you take, that when he does become your coach, that the details do come out.
Yeah.
Now you have to face those.
Yeah, certainly didn't happen in Houston, but yeah, if it's some kind of violence towards a woman, you're in major trouble.
No, you're in major trouble. And even if it's salacious, wow, you did that.
Well, what's salacious that will break?
Maybe
like, the NBA lets
maybe,
a lot
maybe
of
relations
go.
With another guy in the organization's wife or whatever the case may be.
Well, I mean, but that's happened in sports before. I don't think it didn't happen in Houston. So I don't think we live in an era where people don't care about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, honestly, they really do. When Trump said he could shoot someone in the face and on Times Square and no one would care, or people who liked him, voted for him, wouldn't care. He wasn't lying.
No.
He knew. I thought that was a little much at the time, and now I know. It's not much.
Listen, to me, he can drive on greens and get away with it. To me, okay, that's as bad
something.
As shooting somebody in the face. If you're driving
something.
On
and
greens.
Trust me when I tell you, on the left, you could have someone do something, and it's like, don't care.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. They said they didn't. But you just saw, it's like Eddie Murphy.
Well, Joe Biden's son.
Yeah. Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Hey, he didn't do nothing.
Wasn't me.
Huh? You got any proof? What?
People don't care about facts anymore. They just care about what's happy for them.
Yeah.
What makes them happy. And if Ime Udoka makes people happy, then they won't care.
Well,
like,
if he wins basketball.
That's that man's personal business. Yeah. I don't get in that man's personal business. That's his relationship, and he and his wife's business. And all I care about is how he coaches the Rockets.
Suppose he doesn't win basketball games, then what? Oh, he's a bad guy. We got
to
get rid of
him. The only thing that could get him to me is going to be violence against women. Is something that, if it came out something really bad, like I was wondering if there's stalkerish stuff, the way it was said. But when Matt Barnes... that's the one thing that concerned me. When Matt Barnes and people were, you need to say exactly what it is. And all I could think of is Udoka's probably saying, no, y'all need to shut up. You're not making this better by telling people that all the details need to come out. And you need, and Twitter, because Twitter's in everyone's business about everything. Right. We need to know exactly what's going on. You need to tell us what's going on. We're Twitter. We need to know what's happening here so we can make a determination about someone's future. But if Udoka was here, I mean, I wouldn't be sad.
No.
I wouldn't be sad.
I wouldn't be sad
Nick
at all.
Nurse, I wouldn't be sad.
If he was here, maybe we wouldn't have. Have you seen Jalen Green's new commercial?
Yes.
Nail one.
I love it.
You know you would.
I love this one.
Now, they kicked you to the curb for Jalen Green.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they thought.
Go paint your nails, Jalen. Give me my money back. Somebody bring me back some money, please.
So if you can't see it, we'll describe it as we play it.
It's pretty wild.
It is pretty wild. This is Jalen Green's new commercial is different than anything. Well, it's actually somebody. This is a throwback to the 90s. Here is Jalen Green's new Liquid Death commercial.
Everybody knows Liquid Death will murder your thirst.
And now it'll
murder your hoop game, too.
Chops off a guy's head, and it turns into a basketball. Go ahead. Oh, what happened? It stopped.
Introducing the all-new Liquid Death Hoop Head. The only ball that feels like playing with a real
so
centered
Jalen
head.
Green just dunked a head into the basket. Okay.
The only ball that feels like playing with a real severed head.
So they're Jalen Green basketball That's with a severed head.
Be like Jalen. Murder your thirst. Then dunk its head. You've always wanted a ball like Jalen.
Jalen's got the head and he's holding it above the kids. They can't reach it because he's tall.
Okay. Jalen, now you can. Hoophead is hours of fun for everyone. Stop. People are losing their heads over Hoophead.
Oh, no. He's making it stop.
Introducing the all-new Liquid Death Hoophead. The only ball that feels like playing with a real severed head.
I love it.
Except, are you getting anything out of it? Well, if you were one of those kids and you got paid by Liquid Death, that'd be nice. So those of you who don't know, Lance used to speak for Liquid Death.
And I love Liquid
Death. And now they've got Jalen Green. Who's bigger in this city, you or Jalen Green? Is this city big enough for the both of you?
Well, let me ask Jalen a question. Was he on NFL Now for 2 days in a row, Monday and Tuesday?
No, he wasn't.
He was just watching. He was just playing games no one could see. People could see. They chose not to see it.
Right. As opposed to NFL Now. Bigger ratings, NFL Now or Rockets game?
Easy. Us. Not even close.
Is that a show, show, NFL
I did
Now?
I did a show with Omar Ruiz.
As opposed to NFL Then or NFL?
No, NFL Now is every day at like noon to 2. Let's see. Did he interview Quentin Johnston on TV and ask him 3 questions yesterday? No, he did not. Okay. Yeah, Jalen did that. But here's another question for Jalen. Does he speak for SiteJab yet? Let's see who has more commercials. Me, SiteJab, Craig DeSerf. I speak for Maestro Dobell. Does he have a tequila sponsor?
Okay. He's got nails. Water. He's got nails and a severed head. That's it. That's it.
I mean, it's quite a dichotomy.
It is.
Nails
he
and a severed head.
He was spending the severed head on his beautifully manicured nails.
Yeah.
And painted nails. Yeah.
Nails and a severed head. Yeah. Feels like something we might see from Buffalo Bill.
Yep.
Silence of the Lambs.
That's it. Is he Buffalo
Bill? Now, if they would
have
played that music by Q Lazarus in the background, he's having,
All right, I've got questions for you. I don't have any questions for you. I got Steve Lapis joining us when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.